Armadoxy for today, Holy Friday, Crucifixion. The journey through Lent and now through Holy Week culminates today. It all comes together at the foot of the cross. The cross is the great equalizer. No one is exempt from the cross. Young and old, rich and poor, statesman and transient, all have their crosses. But today, we witness that even God is crucified. The crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ is an event of singularity. It stands unique in the history of humankind. The acts of love, kindness, and the message of hope with which Jesus came and showered us was being repaid by acts of hatred, prejudice, and now death. He was crucified as a death sentence for spreading love. With the help of St. Nerse Schnorrally and his magnificent Aisoranjar prayer, we can come to understand the significance of this day as he takes love and juxtaposes it next to the hate that led to the cross. First, we understand that this is not an ordinary man that is being punished or even falsely punished for crimes. Rather, this is the Creator. This is the same one who breathed the first breath of life in the first human and into each of us. And now that breath was being beaten out of him. St. Nerses reminds us that the one who cried down from the cross saying, "I am thirsty," was the same one who was being offered vinegar by his creation, when in fact he was the one who had made rivers flow out of Eden. The same hands which were nailed to the cross and from which blood was now dripping were the same hands which had fashioned the universe, the heavens and the earth. The same hands which had written the law on the tablets. Those same hands had given sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, and had pulled Peter from the sea and even hushed the sea. Those same hands which had created all of us were now being nailed to this wooden cross. Today's meditation is one of not only walking with Jesus to the crucifixion, but understanding our place within the story of the crucifixion. That is, those people who nail Christ to the cross are none other than us. When we practice hatred, when we allow prejudice, when we carry anger in our hearts, we are basically putting Christ back up on that cross. We are the ones who are pounding those nails into him, because just as we learned when we were practicing good deeds to the least of Christ's brothers, and therefore it was to him, so too when we hate, when we allow anger to rule our emotions toward our brothers and our sisters, we therefore allow that hatred to go to Christ, and we participate in this crucifixion. Our Lenten journey, together with our Holy Week journey, is now ending. We arrive at the cross of Christ. We stand there at the foot of the cross, looking up and seeing our Savior beaten, bleeding, and now killed. We see Jesus looking down at us, asking for water, asking for assistance, asking for his mother. We hear him say, "Here is your mother," reminding us that in this world we are all united. The crucifixion reminds us about the common thread that unites us all, the suffering of humankind. In fact, we may never be able to understand in human terms what a resurrection is, but when you talk about crucifixion, each and every one of us understands some portion of betrayal, of denial, of loneliness, of hurt, of pity, of being nailed for things that we will never understand. And at that final hour, Jesus cries out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" A cry that we share, a cry that comes from the bottom of our hearts as well.
Apostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.